This WTFlandia episode is not brought to you by Flaming Hot Cheetos, but if they know it's good for them, it'll be coming soon. You can eat Flaming Hot Cheetos on anything. Try it with instant Maruchan noodles. Try it in your Infamil. Try it in your vanilla ice cream scoops. Also, try it while you're watching Shark Week. Flaming Hot Cheetos, the snack of WTFlandia Radio's choice. This episode of WTFlandia Radio Show is not brought to you by the World Economic Forum, WEF, but the members of the World Economic Forum are gathering to bring about the abilities to create a phenomenal world. What is the phenomenal world that we are looking into? Well, join the conference in Davos, Switzerland. Maybe you can get on the guest list of the World Economic Forum, WTF and WEF, not in collaboration, but possibly in the future. The views expressed at WTFlandia are not to direct, guide, or sway public opinion. For entertainment purposes only. Welcome to your WTFlandia radio show, folks. It is your girl, Char Michelle. I hope you're well. I hope that you are well. I truly do. I was just sitting here on this lovely evening, but I'd like to welcome you to the show at whichever point you're listening and taking in this content. I hope that you are healthy, wealthy, and happy, spry and wry, kicking back and laid to the side. That's what I hope. Truly, I hope that because I just bought myself a copper cup. Seriously, it's the little things, my friends. The joy comes in the little things. I bought myself a copper cup, so I'm just excited about drinking from this copper cup. Like, seriously, all is well in my world. There's got some hot lime juice flowing through it. I felt the tinge of a like sore throat coming on in the middle of the night last night. So I just thought I'd get ahead of it. So here we are. Copper cup, lime juice. It's very good. You guys, if you need any advice on how to tap into your healthier side, you know, slide into my email, WTFlandiaRadio@yahoo.com, or for other inquiries as well. But here we are. Back on topic. Kick back, relax, put your coat over there on the side rack and enjoy this show. And so I was thinking, I'm going to dive right into this thing, but I did forget one thing as I was intending to have the topic noted as I spoke on it, and it was in my other device that had the information that I needed, so I wasn't actually prepared for that just now, but I went and got it, so now I am. So now I'm going to look it up. But what we're going to dive into while I'm doing that, guys, what we're going to dive into now is the fact that we are most certainly, first of all, we're most certainly in some different times. There's no question. There's not a question at all. We're in some different times. We know that unique, I guess would be a good word. a kerfuffle could be used, if that's your word of choice. It could be quite normal for some. But whatever it is I can tell you one thing, is we're dealing with things that we hadn't dealt with maybe on the magnitude that we're dealing with right now in these times, prior to pandemic, prior to the larger pandemic, which was the COVID-19 pandemic. There had been pandemics before that. Not, they didn't really stop the world in its tracks as much. H1N1 went through, came and left. Like, this one made us forget that we, you know, like, listen, I'm, you know, dealing with paperwork and different things, right? As you navigate through life, with divorce and with just whatever, everything, right? And I cannot, for the life of me, seriously remember if it's year 2020 or 2021 or 2022 in most cases. I'm like, when did that happen? And so either one, I have to go back and look for notes or just like reference points. And then when I get there, I'm like, there ain't no way. Or in my case, because I moved several times and I can reference those, I can reference it that way. And even still then, it's a little bit fuzzy. Because I'm like, how long did I live at that place? Anyways, the times that we're living in now are what I would consider to be fuzzy. And to be quite honest, before I got so serious, I had my podcast floating. We were all tuning in. I think I had the most listeners during the early, the middle, beginning parts of the pandemic, which was when this thing started. And I think it's because people were at home and they were settled in. People pick your podcast utensils up and start cutting into some yummy episodes, okay? They're still here for you. I make them and I will continue to make them for you as long as the Lord says so. But that's when we were engaging. I found the best music. I found Mac Ayers. I found Lave. I found, you know, people like that. Sir. I found Thundercat. I just found all these like great, what a great morsel of time. And I was going through some harder stuff. It's worked out. We're good now, you know, like we're on my family end of things, we've figured things out in a healthy way. So that is what God does, right? Not me. I was stressing out. I want to say this too, because since we're going around a ring around the rosies right now, which is what WTF Landia radio show is very popular for. If you're in here, we're going to go here, there, and everywhere and jump right back into a point where it'll somehow tickle your fancy. We're here for a good time, not a long time. But anyways, so during the middle of the pandemic, we had time, right? We had time to listen, to be with our friends, to figure it out. But time, there's a certain thing about time, the word time, T-I-M-E, is that whether you stress about something from point A to point B, guess what? It's all going to end out to end up being what it was going to be in the first place. So why stress? That's a little tidbit and jewel of wisdom knowledge that I'd like to give to you. You don't need to stress. I did that for all of us. Just don't. It's still going to end up the way it's going to end up. But what happens is if you do stress, you end up with more ulcers, irritable bowel syndrome, and heart murmurs and cancer cells, and these things happen to people. I praise God that I'm, you know, not one of those people that these things are affecting at this time, but I know that it's affecting people in such a way because stress does that, right? So with time, relax. In the literal only way I can say that works is if you put your faith and your trust in the Most High God through Jesus. Because if you're saved because you believe that Jesus died and rose again, that you can, that, you know, repent often for all the stupid sins that we'll do, then that you will, you know, not perish, but you'll have everlasting life with our Father in heaven. So Jesus is our, what do you call it? Our deliverer to our Father. right? So then you don't worry. See, then I had to realize that. That's me, though. I had to realize that if I believe on him, I will not perish but have everlasting life. I had to carry that into me for the past couple of, you know, past year or so. And then I seen it all work out. And I'm like, oh, wow. Because God is great. You know, like, you know, DJ Khaled. My son just did a report on DJ Khaled. And I have to agree with a lot of the things that he writes. It's like, all I do is win, and God did. I just want to hope that his God, the God that he serves, is not the small g God of the earth and the gods. Those things are blasphemous, and they don't stand the test of time. Idol worship, idols and crystals, and oh, those are cute, right? Gold, we love it. I wear it. We wear like jewelry. It's not to say to just, you know, toss your jewelry, take that up with the Lord. But like, we don't need to worship it, right? We don't need to worship, pray with stones in our hands. I wear crosses. I don't pray with the cross and hold it out towards evil. That's not how it works. You pray to Jesus and hold that name out towards evil. If you say Jesus when trouble is near, then you will watch him work. Just like Daniel, when he was thrown into the lion's den, the prince or King Darius was like, yo, let me see if your God works, that God you be praying to works. He went in there, and King Darius was fasting all night. He was like, I can't eat because I think that lion's going to kill this guy, but I think he's cool, but everybody sold him out. So I have to stick with the script, because if a king writes something in the law, he's got to stick with it. So he wrote this law that says if, you know, anybody prays to any other gods, then, you know, they would not be able to live. They have to be thrown in the lion's den. And so since King Darius had already signed off on it, he can't really go against it, because that was the rule of the time of Babylon. And so he was praying. He was like, but Daniel's cool. Daniel's the one that tells us our dreams. Like, I don't want to kill this guy, but everybody's holding my hand to the fire. So he threw him in the lion's den, and he prayed and fasted all night. And as soon as the sun touched the top of the sky, he could see, he ran over to the lion's den. He goes, Daniel, did that God of yours save you? I've been fasting. I need to eat. I even turned away my concubines and wives last night. Didn't hit no coochie. Sorry. I just thought I'd say that for our, you know, wayward souls that are in the room. But, you know, didn't even do that last night. I prayed for you, Daniel, because you're cool. And did your God save you? Daniel was like, oh, hey, it's me. Long live the king. Hi, Darius. So I've been here. When I got in here, God shut the mouth of the Holy Spirit shut the mouth of that lion. And he's like, come out. Come out wherever you are. And he opened up the door, and Daniel rolled up out of the den. And instead, Darius threw all the guys who sold him out, all of his naysayers, he threw them into the den with his wives and his children. He said he threw the whole clique in. I was like, dang, back in the Bible days, they did things differently. But that's what the king did. That's what their rules were. Read the Bible. Daniel. I'm reading Daniel. I believe that's Daniel chapter 1 through 7 in there. It's very good. The whole chapter. It's not that long. Well, read it. But it's very entertaining. See, I'm reading the Bible. I like to share stories like that. My children love to hear me read the Bible, I guess, like in that way. Because a lot of times we're reading like, and whereth thou sendeth the letter, it was quotated. And people don't like the King James Version. It's too fancy. So we just try to read it in the Inglewood Family Gang version. And it works. It's working. But anyway, so that God, the God that saves, that God is the one that I pray to, that I'm the Jesus, the God of Jesus, Jacob, Abraham, and Isaac, that God, the God that saved, the God that uses all these critically unique people throughout time, like David and Solomon. David was a hot mess, y'all. David was a hot mess. This guy used to sin and then be like, I know, punching air. I know I'm not supposed to do this. He was knocking off somebody's wife. He was like, but God, I'm not trying to do this, but I am. But I'm just not wanting to, but here I am again. And so he would sin, but he would like hate that he did it, because he would hate to let God down because he had such a relationship with God. But that was a guy in the Bible that had like a childlike relationship with the Lord. He was doing stuff like he would, like my kids, like they would do something that they're not supposed to do. Like, Mom, you know, Mom, I'm sorry I did this and blah, 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 blah. And I'm sorry. Sorry I did that. You know, like, for instance, I came in the kitchen and I was, you know, doing my thing. I didn't know what was going on, but, you know, somebody was playing Roblox. And then I came in there and he felt bad. He goes, you know what, Mom? I'm playing Roblox, but I didn't download the app. It's just on the, you know, Safari. So don't worry about the app thing. I just spam my way to playing it without doing that. But I'm playing it all nonetheless. And I just thought I'd let you know that because I should be doing my math. That's the kind of household I live in. That's disrespect, right? So David had the same kind of respect for God that my kid has for me. He's like, you know, I shouldn't have did this. I know you didn't ask, but I'm going to go ahead and deliver up this information for you. And and so he was a man after God's own heart. He would dance. He would dance with the Lord, naked sometimes. Because sometimes I have to admit, it'll be in the middle of the night, and I maybe sleep with less to none, no clothing. And I'll roll out the bed and I feel like I need to pray. So I might roll out the bed, get on my knees and pray. And I'm like, is this okay to do this in front of you, Lord? And the Lord assured me that he didn't really answer. And I figured, it's fine. He made us with no clothes. So I'm going to do whenever I feel the need to pray, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to let nothing hinder me. I'm not going to let the religious spirit hinder me from my relationship with God. And that's why we up in this thing tonight. Time. Time will answer all questions. And what time has taught me about being a Christian, a Christ follower versus a Christian, is that being a Christ follower means leaving it all behind to follow after Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Leaving the sin, leaving the worry, leaving the anxiety, leaving the stress, leaving the poverty mindset, leaving all of it. Why? Because there's scripture that backs it up that says that God sent his son Jesus to overcome all of it. John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I come to give you life and give you life in abundance. Genesis 12:1-3 says, I will bless those that bless you and I will curse those that curse you. Basically, I'm just going to give you the short end of the stick. So when your enemies are battling you and you're a child of God, then you can use that. Deuteronomy 8 tells you all the blessings you have for obedience. And then it tells you the curses that you give for obedience. So if you go throughout scripture, which is your sword of truth, then you can battle all of the afflictions that happen on earth because we are troubled. Back to what I said at the beginning of this broadcast, is that these are troubling times. They have never been more confusing. And a person like me just wants to, honestly, I don't like a lot. I like less is more. People that know me know that I'm very quiet by nature to myself, kind of whimsical in thought, but also very big as a personality, right? When I'm on, I'm off. So if I'm going to be at work, I'm going to probably bring a lot of my energy, whatever that is, whatever people describe it as. But it's a joy, right? And that's because for the most part, I have such a joy about me and a strength about me that people pick up on as well. But I'm not like one of those people that feels like I need to be loud and proud. Rather, I need to be happy and spread that love and joy around. That's what I think, right? I don't know what other people pick up, right? But I urge that you, that whoever's listening to this, that you, if you can find, even just with me sharing that story, that if you understand that all of these things were paid for on a cross, a criminal cross, paid for by a person who committed no crime. His name is Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. And he died on the cross so that we could be free of all of our sins because we're going to sin anyway. But if we believe on him and we repent, ask for forgiveness, those sins are taken away. If we do that, then we can live this kind of a life where we're you know, not so stressed and messed. then that's a good way to live. Because again, the times that we're living in are significantly way more bizarre than they ever have been. I have never, I got an email from my kid's school and I'm still trying to decode what the heck that gaslighting fiasco was. It was weird. And I'm serious. They're trying to tell you that they're going to teach your kids something. And if you have anything to say about it, you can call the school. So they want to make you feel bad because you feel bad about it. And they tell you that what you think you're, that what they're teaching your kids, they're not really teaching them in that way. They're just trying to teach them so that other people can feel like they're equal. When really, and to be honest, they're overstretching this thing. And I understand that this is a written agenda by the World Economic Forum. They put this agenda in front of the media and in school boards for them to start teaching this stuff. It's actually on their website. And that sounds very far right and weird, but just look, do your research. Still trying to figure out if World Economic Forum is a thing that, you know, I want to look into a little further. They could be good guys, who knows? But a school telling me what they're going to teach my kid, and if I have any questions about it, like, it's almost like they feel like they was Debo. Like, you got any questions, come talk to the staff. And when I come talk to the staff, what are we going to do? Stop the curriculum? Or are we just going to figure another classroom for my kid to go into when you spill out all this fugazi? It's weird. So the times are weird. I'll get into that in another episode. So you stick around to WTFlandia Radio Show for more. But if you haven't left with anything, if you don't leave here with anything, leave here with this. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but God comes to give you life and give you life in abundance. And that a life in abundance can be attained by knowing John 14:6. As I always say, there's only one way to the Father, and that's through the Son. You want to get to heaven? Believe in Jesus, period. I have to be blunt, just like everybody else is being blunt. I'm going to be like the school board, tell you what I'm going to tell you. Because it's all done out of love. I don't have to force feed Michael Jordan to people. I don't want to force feed Jesus to you. He's the greatest. Later.
By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that the entire contents and design of this podcast are the property of WTFlandia Radio or used by WTFlandia Radio with permission and are protected under U.S. and international copyright and trademark laws. Except as otherwise provided herein, users of this podcast may save and use information contained in the podcast only for personal or non-commercial educational purposes, no other use, including without limitation, reproduction, retransmission, or editing of this podcast may be made without the prior written permission of WTFlandia Radio, which may be requested by contacting WTFlandia Radio. By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that the WTFlandia Radio makes no warranty, guarantee, or representation as to the accuracy or sufficiency of the information featured in this podcast. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on this information provided in the podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice unless stated otherwise. The WTFlandia Radio Group does not endorse, approve, recommend, or certify any information, product, process, service, or organization presented or mentioned in this podcast. And information from this podcast should not be referenced in any way to imply such approval or endorsement. The third-party materials or content of any third-party site referenced in this podcast do not necessarily reflect the opinion, standards, or policies of WTFlandia Radio. WTFlandia Radio assumes no responsibility or liability for the accuracy or completeness of the content contained in third-party materials or on third-party sites referenced in this podcast, or the compliance with the applicable laws of such materials and or links referenced herein. Moreover, WTFlandia Radio makes no warranty that this podcast or the server that makes it available is free of viruses, worms, or other elements or codes that manifest contaminating or destructive properties. WTFlandia Radio expressly disclaims any and all liability or responsibility for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or other damages arising out of any individual's use of reference to this, reliance on, or inability to use this podcast, or the information presented in this podcast.